A delusion is a false, unshakable belief which is out of keeping with a person's social and cultural background. That's the definition of delusion. And they occur in many different diagnostic categories. You can see people with delusions in mood disorders, for example, people with major depression, bipolar disorder, the thought disorders, schizophrenia, the acute psychotic episodes, and then just out-and-out delusional disorder when there's no other psychotic symptoms present, just the delusion. And in our part of the country right now, we're seeing an outbreak of substance-induced psychosis, primarily with the methamphetamine outbreak. It's a very popular drug right now. And get a lot of people that have been, that get delusional after staying up for several days taking methamphetamine. Some comments, I'd like to comment on the process of delusional formation and how they form. Delusions crystallize in times of mounting anxiety. The person can experience an increase in anxiety, can feel increasingly uneasy without knowing why, and this state of increasing anxiety can also be called a delusional mood. And I'm going to talk a lot about cartography as a way of understanding delusions, and I found it to be helpful in my work, and I'll be talking about that tonight. So the moment what I call a delusional map is formed is much like what happens to crystals in a chemical solution. When the first crystal forms, other crystals connect to it, and suddenly you have, you know, crystals. If you remember those experiments from junior high, or when ice freezes, for example. So the first crystal is sort of the nidus, or the point of beginning, and the other crystals spread outward from the first, creating an ever larger crystalline structure. And this whole process can happen instantly. Now, for a patient, at the moment that a delusion crystallizes, there occurs a feeling of understanding and relief. Everything can make sense, and they experience an immediate reduction in the level of anxiety. To give up the delusional map, to give up your delusion, entails facing that anxiety that's been bound up within the delusion. Another way to look at delusions are they're systematized or non-systematized. In a systematized delusion, there's one basic delusion, one basic error, and the rest of the system is logically built on this error. In a non-systematized delusion, they're incoherent and unintegrated. They're not well put together, and they consist of multiple errors. And you'll see that in people that have a delirium when they're on some kind of medication, waking up from surgery, for example. They might hear a noise and then put together a brief fragmentary delusion that's cleared, you know, within a couple of hours. But to be able to have a systematized delusion, your ego has to be able to do the delusional work. It's got to be able to put it together and keep it together. Now, I'm going to introduce four ideas that come from cartography that have been helpful for me in understanding how people get delusional and how to work with people that have delusions. The first is terra incognita. Now, this slide, it's terra incognita, but basically this is an old term. It's an old Latin term for the idea of the unknown territory. Early cartographers left blank areas on their maps to represent the terra incognita. Now, on early maps, these were usually decorated with fanciful animals. This is a map of the coast of New Guinea. You see the dragon here, it's called shooting at him with an arrow. In fact, Isaac Denson, who wrote Out of Africa, she was once warned about a trip that she planned into the interior of Africa. Someone told her, you better be careful, because that's where they put the dragons on the maps. So delusions can be imagined as unknown territory in the psyches of our patients. The delusional system can be an unknown sector of the psyche that must be explored and mapped by the patient and the analyst and therapist. The mapping can be difficult. Many people are reluctant to talk about their delusion. And the granting of the privilege to enter into the terra incognita of a delusional system must occur after rapport and trust is established. So I see the process of analysis or therapy of someone with a delusion entails mapping out the delusion and its extent.